Your agencies working with a more narrow definition of what data mining is, but with nearly every agency facing information overload, several are saying that they're struggling with how the technology behind searching for patterns in data. A recent report by the Constitution Project offers agencies some help in managing the enormous amounts of data and how to set up data mining tools. Mary Ellen Callahan is the Chief Privacy Officer at the Department of Homeland Security, and she tells Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about how her department deals with these challenges.
I think data mining, the use of it has narrowed now that we have to make these public reports, and I think that's important. Transparency is an important element of disclosing what the government is doing. I also think the definition that currently is in place is narrower than what a common person would understand to be a pattern, so I think that those two factors have limited what agencies are disclosing. With that said, agencies are disclosing it, and they are talking about their different uses and their different associations.
What's the attention getting across the community, both industry, both agencies, because it was a big deal when you heard stuff like TIA, when you heard Able Danger, when you heard some of the other ones over the last maybe middle 2000s, but you don't hear a lot about data mining much anymore. I know, for instance, OD&I will submit a report, probably the same report you guys submit every year. If you could kind of characterize what people are thinking about data mining. Again, not so much a narrow definition, but are people realizing it's not as useful as people thought?
I think that certainly is a factor, and it certainly is a factor for, we have to make sure that DHS is using its resources appropriately and applying the elements appropriately. With that said, with the increase of the ability to store data and so on, the inclination to want to data mine is certainly there, and I think that's true on the private sector as well. Therefore, what we're trying to do is implement privacy principles regardless of how we're going to use the data, whether it's specifically in the U.S. definition of data mining or whether it's something that we would want to make sure that the U.S. public understood was going on with their data.
Look, talk about the report for a second. I know, obviously, you're not going to say it's good or bad or indifferent. How much of it, what's in the report you guys are already doing, either at some level, whether it's all of it or a piece of it, could you give me a percentage or quantify it somehow?
Well, for the agency actions and the recommendations, the DHS is doing an awful lot of those. DHS is applying the Fair Information Practice Principles. It's incorporating and integrating privacy into the development of new programs. It is absolutely trying to do transparency. One of the things that the report points out is that DHS actually had a classified program on Initiative 3 for cybersecurity, but did a non-classified version out for the public to make sure that there is transparency and awareness on these issues. So in terms of the report and the direction to the agency, I'd say we're definitely doing a majority of the things that they've already recommended, and hopefully that my fellow agency privacy officers will follow suit.
You brought up interesting transparency, accountability, openness, a big Obama administration priority. How is that changing not just data mining, but your job in terms of, from a privacy official's perspective, from a data mining perspective, even from a FOIA official? Mm-hmm. What's the impact you're seeing?
So transparency is obviously a big initiative for the administration, and I think that really helps both on the privacy side and on the FOIA side, because to have such disclosures, to have a public debate about these issues like took place today is really important, and I think that helps further the public's understanding and the public's dialogue on really interesting evolutionary issues as we deal with privacy, as we deal with technology, data storage, and so on. So I think the more we can disclose, the more we can be forthright with the public, I think the more it'll inure to our benefit at the end.
Because one of the things you mentioned was 35,000 FOIA requests.
130,000 FOIA requests.
So, but it's up maybe up 30%. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a crazy amount you're getting. What pressure does that add to your office? This idea of too much data is something that we've heard time and again.
So the FOIA requests are kind of the flip side of too much data, which is we have to make sure that we can process the data that we have. And so that helps provide some tension in terms of not wanting to collect too much, making sure that we abide by our records retention schedules and so on. The increase in FOIAs is really interesting. On the policy side, it's related to the President's Transparency Initiative and wanting to understand what's going on with policy debates, and I think that's great. One thing that my office has instituted across the department is proactive disclosure. So if there's something that gets requested all the time, let's not wait for the request. Let's just put it up on the Internet, and let's make it accessible for the public. And we've done that, and that's been very successful. We've also done that for frequently requested FOIA requests. On the personal side, on the people looking for their own records, that may be related to the potential of immigration reform, that people want to make sure that they have their immigration records before something happens on the Congress. I'm not sure, but across the department, it's increased 30% this year and concomitantly with the USCIS records for immigration purposes.
And then finally, let's jump back to data mining. Obviously, you, as you said, a lot of you, this is already in process within your agency, a lot of the recommendations. Mm-hmm. There's some stuff going on in Congress. There's been a lot of discussion about updating the Privacy Act. It's electronic. What's the policy? What DHS has a data mining policy? And if so, give me the high-level example.
DHS is certainly authorized to do data mining when it's appropriate and necessary. And that's one of the questions we ask anytime a new program starts. Is data mining something you're considering? And if so, have you taken these following steps? The privacy impact assessments that we do for each of the programs asks that question. And so it helps elicit whether or not there, you know, rogue programs are going on without our knowledge. Because if we are data mining, we're allowed to do it. We just want to make sure we're doing so in an appropriate, transparent fashion.
Mary Ellen Callahan, she is the Chief Privacy Officer at the Homeland Security Department, talking to Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about how privacy impact assessments could ensure DHS is not applying data mining too broadly to its systems.